What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just thought he was game all day. But again, you guys asked me last week, why was I confident? That's why I was confident. That's what I've been looking at in preparation, and I'm appreciative of it, not only his efforts, but the efforts of the collective.
That's Mike Tomlin, the efforts of the collective. You think he writes this stuff down?
He must. Hey. Real quick, I got to tell people, we're going to be giving away Adam Sandler tickets at the end or some point this hour, so make sure you stay tuned. 4105, well, I shouldn't give out the phone number. Two tickets to Adam Sandler on September 13th
real quick.
At CFG Bank Arena, courtesy of Live Nation.
Real quick. Rank the quarterbacks in the AFC North.
Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Now it gets tough. I guess Burrows, because you got Aaron Rodgers now. I know he's past his prime, but I mean, this is, you know, the guy's.
He looked good one game.
He's an NFL. I'm not talking about now. I'm just thinking he's just, you know, the guy's an NFL legend.
But you're talking about ranking him right now.
Right now. So it's Burrows, Rodgers, and Flacco.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe Flacco and Rodgers, actually.
I have no argument there. I put Rodgers ahead of Flacco.
So it's Joe Flacco. Lamar Jackson and everybody else. I think you got the right order. I'm putting Rodgers third, Flacco's fourth.
Yeah.
But again, there's no question in my mind that Lamar's the best quarterback in this division.
This quarterback in the NFL, I think.
I think Joe. Well, if we want to go by everybody else's standards, Joe Burrow can't win the award because he's got the two of the best receivers in football.
Right.
It's not fair. He's got talent around him. Lamar had a running back with him, and he can't win it. He's got Derrick Henry. It's like it's the dumbest thing ever.
I know.
410-583-1057, Trey and Joppa, your rankings for the AFC North quarterbacks.
Morning, fellas. Morning. My rankings will be, I got LJ up top. Next, I'm going Rodgers, though. I'm going Rodgers. After that, I'll go Burrow, and then I'll go Flacco, bringing up the rear. Burrow, man, did y'all hear his press conference after the game?
Did not, actually.
This Joker thought he played good. I'm telling you, man, he get away with saying some of the most arrogant things that, I mean, I know a lot of quarterbacks couldn't say. And I'd be like, bro, man, as good as your receiving core is, you know, you be getting bailed out, bro. What Rodgers did the other day, you know, people don't like Rodgers.
You know, you called Burrow arrogant and you put Rodgers above him.
Exactly.
He might be the most arrogant son of a bitch ever.
I looked at him like a dog that saw a card trick just now. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's the pot calling the kettle black. Arrogant. He's gone. That's just you don't like Joe Burrow. That's fine. I'm not going to argue with you. That's your ranking. But I put Rodgers ahead of him because Joe Burrow's arrogant.
I mean, Joe Burrow definitely reminds me of Joe Namath because I lived through that era. And Joe Namath was arrogant, brash, dressed outrageously, but won a Super Bowl.
I think his legs would look good in pantyhose, too.
They did.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I
feel Burrow the same way. Yeah.
Joe Burrow's arrogant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
You think he's arrogant?
Just think, he's things. Well, like Namath was not arrogant so much, but just I think he's cocky, very confident. I think sometimes that kind of confidence intimidates people.
There's a fine line between, again, depending on your perception of it, confidence can be perceived as arrogance.
Yeah, especially to people who aren't.
Yeah,
but it makes them uncomfortable.
Don't you get that sometimes?
What, uncomfortable about people's confidence? No,
no, no, no. The opposite.
Oh, do people call me? Yeah, yes.
I see my buddy, he had...
I've gotten that in my life.
I like being around confident people.
Well, me too. It's like,
I love it.
I think sometimes that stuff, again, gets misperceived. I want my doctor to be an arrogant a-hole. If that's my surgeon, I want that guy to be the most narcissistic prick you've ever seen in your life.
Well, let me introduce you to my shoulder surgeon.
He's the guy. I gave him a book because they told me he was an average reader. It's him and the PA. So I said, how would you like me to sign it to, you know... Jeff or the Dr. Frankel. Dr. Frankel, I earned that.
So I was tempted to, I did it, and then I was going to put sign it to Colonel Norris. I think I've earned this.
410-583-1057, that's the number. You can be arrogant as long as you're good.
That's what I.
But if you're arrogant and not good, then you're just you're an a-hole.
You're just a jerk.
That makes you. Yeah. If you're like cocky, you got that extreme swag, and you're good. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll deal with it.
There's a level of narcissism that's going to come with a lot of jobs where you have to be just inherently just so confident in yourself, which is that arrogance, confidence, that comes across sometimes. And there are certain jobs it has to happen. What? What you got?
Nothing.
You mean this isn't one of those jobs, Rob?
I was waiting for it. I thought, you know, Ed, I thought he was gonna say start naming jobs and say Rosedale's girl basketball coach. That's what I thought. I was laughing at where you were going.
I missed an opportunity.
You know how Jeremy always sets things up with the prim and proper presentation. Yeah. You know what I mean? He gets professional and upright.
Morning show radio host, high school girls basketball coach at a high level, pre and post for the Orioles. Yeah, you know, jobs like that, you need narcissism.
I just thought that's where you were going because you got all proper on me. I'm like, son of a bitch, here we go. But I think, Ed, I love your ranking. Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback. It's hard to be the best quarterback in the league and not be the best quarterback in your division.
Yeah.
I'm going Joe Burrow all the way. Right now, Joe Burrow is just a notch below Lamar Jackson, and it may not be a full notch. Then I'll go Rodgers and Flacco. And to be honest with you, I'm only going Rodgers strictly ahead of Flacco because of what we saw this past week. That might change in week 5 or week 6. I don't know. I don't know who Aaron Rodgers is now. Now, if you go all time in this division, Aaron Rodgers would be number one. All time quarterbacks in this division, Aaron Rodgers is number one. Yeah, he's number one. And then Lamar Jackson.
Pretty cool to think about Lamar, though. I mean, he should have won the MVP last year. Let's just put that out there. He'd have three.
He also
now.
Should have won a Super Bowl. So
yeah. How would Rodgers only won one, right?
What? Super Bowl?
Yeah. But he has 4 MVPs. Lamar could easily have 4 MVPs if they, you know, this was legit.
Yeah, it's almost as much as Peyton, right? Didn't Peyton have 5? Sorry.
I don't think so.
If he said Peyton had 5, Peyton had 5.
I don't think so. Does he? Look it up.
He's tied for the most MVPs. Maybe
is that one year he tied with Steve McNair?
I hit most MVPs and it took me to the NBA. Hold on. Here we go. Peyton Manning, 5.
Yeah. Who has the most?
He does. Aaron Rodgers has 4. Hmm. Jim Brown, 3. Brett Favre, 3. Tom Brady,
Did they have MVP Jim Brown's entire career? Didn't it start during his career, MVP?
I'm assuming he's got 3 of them. So like,
I thought maybe the first part of his career there was no MVP.
You might be right. There was no Super Bowl.
And don't ask me.
And there hasn't been for the Browns.
Who won the very first MVP, Ed?
It was Noah.
Did Cy Young Cy Young, Ed?
Yes, he did, actually.
Ed told me the first MVP was Noah for getting 2 of everything on that ark.
No, it's actually it was Moses. Because you know why? Because Jesus saves, but Moses invests. It's different.
Shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, former quarterback, now analyst, Kirk Benkirk, believes that the Ravens are super talented but have abysmal coaching. What do you think? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
In my opinion, the Ravens are a super talented team that just have abysmal coaching at this point. And they've been riding the coattails of a lot of talent for a long time. And the Bills, even though in my opinion, they don't have as good of a roster as the Ravens do, are way better coached.
Wow. I mean, that's a hot take.
And he came in with the Mob Deep too.
That's a hot take, but do you agree with it?
Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Look, I've been very critical of Harbaugh and the coaching staff here. I mean, when we had Greg Roman, man, that running game was beautiful, but that passing game was trash.
Yeah, they were running Pop Warner routes.
I mean, it's just like, so we had...
Pop Warner coaches are better than that. They're running bad routes.
Well, for example, like we talked about the play that Zay Flowers caught where it looked like the ball was going to Mark Andrews, mm-hmm. and I'm going, well, that's weird. We don't typically see receivers in the same spot in this offense. That used to be a few years back.
Right.
But yeah, like again, I go back to it. If we look at the tenure, you won a Super Bowl in a year that nobody expected you to win it because your team looked like ass down the stretch and you snuck into the playoffs and you got hot. Yeah. You got hot at the right time. Mile High Miracle. And then we've talked about it, blowing double digit leads. They blew a double digit lead in the Super Bowl. If they call the hold on Crabtree, Jimmy Smith held him. You guys can say what you want.
He held him.
They get another down and maybe the story is different. I'm okay that they didn't make the call, but what I'm saying is you've had a lot of very, very good teams, and I would venture to say the best team in football the past 3 years, including this season, mm-hmm. and you won't have anything. You don't even have a Super Bowl appearance to show for it. You have one AFC Championship game appearance against an inferior Chiefs team, and you let them come in and beat you.
Listen, the 2012 team is proof that you got to have some luck to win the Super Bowl. They did.
And
that's not an indictment on it. It's not. You got to have some luck. Joe Flacco was the best quarterback in the history of the NFL during the postseason. He was.
You can't even argue it. He was 11 touchdowns, zero picks. There's only one other guy that did that.
But you got to have some luck in order to win it. And the Ravens have not had any good luck at all lately. But a lot of that is they don't generate their own good luck. They don't create their own good luck because they make mistakes after mistakes after mistakes. Four plays is the most play. I mean, that when Kim McCusick told us that, I thought it was ridiculous.
I mean, some of it's because the offense was so good, though. Like, I mean, you had the Derrick Henry touchdown run, but
not the two plays and turn it over.
No,
not the three and outs.
No, no. Again, but you know, as I as I go back and look at this and you start talking about all the things that you've had here and the one constant, I think that's what has to come up. You've deserved better than what you've seen. And the biggest issue I have is when the same things happen year after year, we get the same answers over and over and over again, and nothing changes.
It? Over and over and over.
I thought
I was going to get it from you. Come on, man. Your thoughts, Ed? Great talent, abysmal coaching?
I wouldn't say abysmal coaching because, I mean, some of this is on the players. I think the coaching has been questionable for sure. But, I mean, the players are at fault, too. I mean, I've seen guys do dumb things. Like, you know, like I say, not covering the sidelines, you know, during that prevent. I mean, the one thing you can't let people do is get out of bounds. And it happened in the first half. It happened in the second half. I mean, given them think about that 1 second, 1 second on the clock, they were able to kick a field goal and go into the locker room, you know, with momentum because you score a field goal, you know, with 1 second, with no time left on the clock, the game changes for people. And it's happened. I mean, they do some dumb things here and there.
You know what coaching is for? Coaching is not just for what you do in practice. Coaching is for in those moments you say, listen, guys, hold up. Before we go on the defense, this on the field, this is what we're not going to do.
Yeah.
We're not going to let them out of bounds. But coaching reinforces the thing. So
I don't know that they don't do that, though.
But when you constantly have those kind of mistakes, it makes me wonder if they do it.
Yeah. I mean, I find it hard to believe they don't, because at every level I've ever played, they did it. From 10-year-old peewee football to college. I mean, they would tell you that. Remember, nobody behind you now. Nobody behind you. Nobody outside. Don't get with the sideline.
We would joke about it because, like, you'd come up to a third down play and we'd be in the huddle and you'd be like, hey, man, this is a big one. We got to get it. It's like, everyone's a big one. It's a third down play. Right. Of course we have to get it.
Every third down's big, yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're going to go, hey, this one doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter if we get it. Just, you know, try your best. It's just the point of, like, when you get into sports, sometimes you're so redundant and you're repetitive saying things that you think people should know until you see the moment that they don't know it.
Yeah, and like, I'm always amazed with people in MLB or the NFL. They do things that you should know already.
How many of the NFL players know the overtime rules? Some of them still don't know and they've already played in overtime games.
Well, in their defense, it changed a lot.
If my league is changing, if our rules change, and I'm finding out everything I can and can't do. I'm sorry, man. It's your job to know, even if it changes that year. It's your job to know what the rules are.
Joseph, you got something for us?
All right, so Benkert said that the Bills are better coached. How many Super Bowls have they won in the last 5 years?
They've never won one.
Never.
So let's also check this. Over the summer, is Sean McDermott on the hot seat? That was in August. Is Sean McDermott on the hot seat? That was in June. 2 weeks ago, Reddit Buffalo Bills. Any chance McDermott is on the hot seat? Top comment, if they don't get the Super Bowl, McDermott is probably on the hot seat or gone. So, those two comparisons to me don't work. Because it's not like you're saying, is Andy Reid and John Harbaugh the same thing? Bills fans feel the same way about Sean McDermott to an extent that we feel about
Do you think? But, do you John think Mike Harbaugh. Tomlin is a better coach than John Harbaugh?
When you look at it in a vacuum, yes, but
Steeler fans complain about Mike Tomlin.
I don't think
you can go with fans complaining saying who's the better coach.
Fans
complain all the time.
But even when national pundits are saying that he's on the hot seat this season, then I would say that holds more merit than a fan.
But are you also saying that he can't be a better coach because he hasn't won a Super Bowl?
But I do think that he's made decisions that are also just as head scratching as John Harbaugh. They lost games last year that they shouldn't have lost.
You mean like his 9/11 speech?
And that too. that to me is like so heads. Like, I mean, I guess it's kind of like John Harbaugh with all his rah-rah stuff, but.
I guess the problem is, like, it's easy to point it out after a game like that. What happens if the Ravens defense comes out and they win 30-10 this weekend, right? Are we right back to going, okay, well, it's just the Browns. We got to see it.
I go back and even more frustrated because I said, how come you couldn't get some execution in week one?
Maybe they learned.
I'm still frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Fred Steelers haven't won a division in like 5-6 years.
No. I'm not saying he is, but I think some people believe he is.
I hear
is.
It all the time. That's why I bring it up. I mean, they haven't even won the division in 5 years.
Freddie in Baltimore wants to get off topic a little bit. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, so Rob, my daughter's a freshman at South Carolina. Now it's family week, and I'm going down to the game this week.
Okay,
Vanderbilt.
Where you staying?
Well, my brother is going down because my brother's funny. My brother's daughter went to Southern Cal, that USC. My daughter's going to this USC.
No, that's Southern Cal. That's not USC. It's Southern Cal. You're right. South Carolina's USC.
My daughter and I always went to her family week. He's coming to ours. He's taking his camper down, so I'm gonna stay with him in the camper.
Hey, Freddie, bring home a win, man. 3-0.
Gonna try to do that. Thanks, Rob.
All right, hey, check out 5 points while you're down there. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 8:45. Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer at 9:15. Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, and we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to a North Dakota State football player. What a douchebag.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed Norris, who's your shovel?
North Dakota State football player William Fratellone. This guy, was the same Brooklyn. This effing guy. He's a bench warmer and it's North Dakota State, as I said. He's at a party over the summer, right? Apparently, he's on a boat and he finds a designer bag. So let's say Louis Vuitton, Gucci, something like that. It's full of valuables. He steals it. $270,000 worth of valuables, including a $228,000 Rolex, some limited edition clothing, all that stuff. He gets caught. He's walking around with the bag. He ends up getting caught with it. Somebody asks him about it. Somehow they find out. And they go to his Minnesota home where he lives. The police find the missing bag and a majority of the clothing. Rolex nowhere in sight. Anyway, you know what he said?
What's he say?
He shrugged it off and said, my parents will write a check for whatever's in the bag.
He stole this out of the locker room?
No, on a boat. It's a party in a boat.
It's the implication.
But I mean, what kind of, first of all, you're a thief. Second of all, though, how entitled can you be that you do some terrible things? And this is the problem with this. My parents will write a check for it, whatever's in there. Wow, man. You wonder why we have problems in this country.
I thought you were saying he stole it from a clubhouse. I was going to say, Ruben Rivera. Remember the Yankee? Yeah. Who got cut for stealing from Derek Jeter and everybody? Who's your shovel going to?
Yeah, I'll be quick. This was the one that was supposed to be in the World of Stupid that I missed. It's going to the woman that cheated on her husband. Because he did one of the funniest things ever while she was moving out. And every time she had to come back to the house, he hired a mariachi band to play. You know, they're going through their whole, while she's moving her furniture out of the house, and he tapes it. He's drinking champagne, and he never shows her face, but he's recording the movers, and then it gets to the mariachi guy, and he's...
That's brilliant.
People are trying to hire him now to do their breakups.
Don't like it too much.
I love that.
My shovel goes to the National Football League with swing and a miss. So the NFL says Jalen Carter was ejected from last week's game for spitting on Dak Prescott and didn't participate in a single play. The league is going to consider that to be his one-game suspension. So you got dressed, you warmed up, you broke the huddle, you went to the line of scrimmage, you spit on a man, and the league said, well, you know what? You didn't play one snap. We're going to call that your one-game suspension. That's a big whiff, Jeremy.
Yeah.
That is epic failure.
It's stupid. And again, who's play? Oh, they're playing. We got a rematch of the Super Bowl this week? Oh, yeah. Let's make sure we have him in that game.
Mike in Baltimore, who gets your shovel?
Hey, how y'all doing? My shovel goes to the fan that shoved Lamar in the helmet. And then appearing with this collar on and all. I mean, he needs a shovel right upside the head, really.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate your call, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. And that's a great segue because we were talking about that. What are the repercussions for the fan? What are the repercussions for Lamar? We don't know. If they did nothing to Jalen Carter, they better not do anything to Lamar Jackson, the NFL does. Joining us right now is Randolph Rice. What's going on, Randolph?
What's up, guys? How are y'all this morning?
Doing all well, right. Our legal expert. You saw what happened in Buffalo Sunday night. Legally, what are the ramifications for this?
Yeah, legally, this is not good for the Bills fan because technically he committed two crimes. And Ed, you probably would know this just as well, is that when you touch somebody, making offensive physical contact with somebody else, that's an assault. And in Maryland, it gets you up to 10 years in jail for each assault. So technically, this guy would be looking at 20 years in jail. Had he done this in Maryland, I'm sure the penalties are somewhat similar up in New York. So it's big no-no. Don't touch people at the stadium.
Yeah, the only difference, I think, in New York State, in Maryland, you just have to have the fear of being touched, fear of physical injury. New York, I'm pretty sure that he put the collar on because you have to have a physical injury for an assault. Because if it's not that, then it's a menacing.
You're talking about Lamar to him or him to Lamar?
Lamar to him.
He's talking about him to Lamar. Yeah.
Either way, there's certainly no injury to Lamar. Hit him in the helmet.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah. So let's look at it the other way, right? So Lamar pushing him back technically actually is probably self-defense, meaning he's protected by the defense laws of saying if somebody attacks you or somebody comes after you or does something to you physically, you can respond with a reasonable amount of force. So, for example, somebody brings a bat to a fight, you can't bring a gun, right? It's the reasonable analysis of this. So Lamar acted reasonably. Now, should he have done it? That's another question. And obviously he said, you know, look, I learned a lesson. I probably shouldn't have done this. Probably not good form to be touching fans, but also not good form for fans to be touching players.
But it brings it back to, like, what do we have to have happen before they finally stop it? I mean, you know, the Monica Seles incident where somebody gets stabbed. We've had first base coaches getting jumped by hillbillies in Chicago. And, like, it's... we've seen so many different things go on in sports. The same thing with when fans storm the field. We got guys throwing stuff. I don't need to tell you everything that's getting thrown on the field these days. But when do the repercussions happen for those fans? And they said that guy's been banned from every NFL stadium, I believe. But I just don't understand that from that standpoint, Randolph. Like, how do you, they need to do something to try to eliminate these things from happening.
Yeah, Jeremy, you make really some great points there because the fact is that we keep seeing it happen. Now, look, when we see somebody run onto the field, if you're in the stands, you know, you may have a laugh and everybody takes their camera out and films it. Yeah. Certainly the cameras at home point away from it. They don't want to see it, but that's an actual crime. That is trespassing. You're going to go to jail. You're going to get, you know, up to 90 days in jail, and you're going to lose your PSLs. You're going to be banned. Do we go as far as putting up, you know, screens and glass, and are we getting that restrictive? I think that takes away from the fan experience for the minor incidents. And really, the NFL and the teams have the responses of saying, we're going to ban you. You're not going to be back in any NFL stadium. You're going to lose your PSLs. And that may be enough of a deterrence. Are we going to stop it altogether? Probably not.
Legal expert Randolph Rice. Randolph, tell the listeners all about Rice Law.
Yeah, we're here in Maryland. So, you know, if you get hurt, if you need a lawyer, ricelawmd.com. You just type in Rice Law and you find us on the internet.
Thanks a lot, Randolph. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Baltimore and get Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
And I wanted to call because I heard, who was that? Said Jeremy that said that the Bills may be the best team in the NFL. I'm like, okay, I get it. They came back, they did their thing, but I just feel as though it's more of an indictment on the Ravens, them not playing the way that they should have played, that the Bills won that game. They did what they were supposed to do and took advantage of an opportunity. But I think this all goes back once again down to Harbaugh, and I don't think Harbaugh should be fired because of the consecutive losses, but well, how the losses have came. But when you look at the playoffs from the Tennessee to the Kansas City and the AFC Championship, those type of losses, and then you can add those consecutive losses when we're up in the second half and we lose, those are things that make me question, like, all right, is he going to figure it out and be like, I need to make adjustments, maybe talk to the guys, maybe get some more consideration from other coaching staffs, maybe what we should do in these times, because – I'm not getting it right.
Well, going back to it, who's the best team in football then?
It's only been 1 week. We can't say who's the best team in 1 week.
I was asked the question, who was the best team in football, and I answered it.
Small sample size, so with a small sample size, you really can't say anybody should. I can say the Steelers is the best team if I want to. They won.
Come on, man.
We didn't cut them off because we disagreed. We cut them off because... Yeah,
he said
a bad word.
He said a word you're not allowed to say.
Just letting you guys know. Oh, you can't disagree with him. Yeah, you can.
The point is, he called in to disagree with me what I was saying about Buffalo being the best team, and he didn't have a best team. So I should have just said, Rob, we're not doing this segment because there's no best team. It's sports talk. We talked about it. I even said it's one game. So you don't have to take the highest scoring team just because they beat the Ravens. You can look at another game and say this team outplayed everyone.
Yeah, like I said, I still think the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm. You know, I mean, you're wrong. It's cool.
It's okay.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 9:15 to talk Browns. But on the other side, it's the Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, last night was a winning night. Talked a little bit about a couple different prop plays that worked out. Went 3-1 in my props. Also, had a hard luck loss. We'll talk about it, and I'll tell you all the plays for today. Lots of afternoon baseball. Lots of prop plays to look at. We do it next here on the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Fan.
Whacked! Right field! This ball is giving the Mariners the lead! Josh Naylor!
Really slowed down with that curveball. Randy, deep enough to bring home a run. Garver is on his way to the plate. It's a sacrifice fly. And a 5-3 Mariners lead.
Nailed her. Damn near killed her, right? That's courtesy of Root Sports as... Yeah, that one hurt the first most as I went 3-2 in my top five yesterday. Had the Mariners under at 7.5, and the game finishes at 8. This is baseball.
This is baseball.
And I had the Orioles under, and it goes to extra innings, and you're going, come on. I'm like, I told you, I watched the first inning, and I'm going, this is unbelievable. Nah. Peyton, let's get out of these seats and go for a walk. And then all of a sudden you blinked, and it was the fifth or sixth inning. You're going, all right, this is nice. And then it goes to extras to scare you a little bit, but it did stay.
What was
total.
The over-under?
8.5.
Oh, wow.
If it goes to extra innings, it doesn't matter. You get a runner on second. Yeah. Boom, they score, then you score. And now here we are, or they have a big inning. Yeah. I've lost so many games going to extra innings with unders. It sucks.
Yeah, you know, I was at the game, too, last night. I had the under.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You won.
Yeah. I woke up today. I bet on the sunrise.
You can do that stuff now.
I know you can.
You can bet on a sunrise?
You can bet on anything. And that, like, there's that commercial for that app or whatever it is. Like, you can literally bet on the weather. Whether or not the temperature is going to be this at some point today.
Who do you follow with that? Because everybody's wrong.
Right. I have no idea how the whole thing works because I'm not even getting involved with it. Like you can bet on dumb things like the lottery. You can bet on political stuff. You can bet on TV stuff. You know, like it's you can bet on wrestling.
Why
matches.
Would you bet on a lottery? Isn't that already betting?
What's up with that?
What, the lottery?
No.
You're betting already.
The wrestling matches.
Yeah, where they're already predetermined.
Yeah. That's like, really dumb.
Although you can bet on a lottery?
So that's... I don't know.
You're joking, right?
No, like on if you go on offshore books, you can bet on the... What's it called in New York? Is it like a take five or something five? Or
yeah.
Is
there,
Pick five.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can bet on that. Like you can pick numbers, whether or not it'll show up or... hey, we'll get this many numbers in the 30s or whatever. Like,
I got you.
You can bet on all different things.
And I had the under for the baseball game today. I bet you I'm right.
That's best.
What that sounds
all
like.
I know is Celeste made me go play Powerball the other night. She goes, please buy Morgan. Please go buy. So I go out. First of all, I had to go two places. The road fell down here. The machine was broken. The place up on Joppa and Falls was broken. I go to, there's like 13 people in line.
Yeah.
13 people. I said to the lady, you know, we're all really stupid. None of us are going
to
win.
You know, it's hilarious when you get to that point where it's like, yeah, it's enough money for me to buy one now.
Yeah. Like it was almost $2 billion. So I said, so $100 million wouldn't do it for you. It's got to be, it was $1.8 billion when it went off.
Well,
if I win that, I'm coming to work every day. Now, imagine the pettiness that I'll have then. I want you guys to just imagine the pettiness that'll. Ooh, man, I will be at work every day, first one here.
I'd be out changing people's lives. Eat this and I'll give you $1 million. I'll be changing your lives for my amusement, but I'll be out doing that. But going back to last night real quick, I had the A's over and it kind of sucked because there was a pitching change. Just to be brutally honest, I don't know that I would have changed my play with the pitching change, but the young rookie pitcher came in and was just dealing last night. And then I had, I told you about James Wood. He's been on a bit of a tear. Liked him to go over 1.5 bases. He had just had 3 hits. He had 2 hits last night. The late one being the double that helped us out and get it over that. And I have a prop play today that I think is just the chef's kiss. And I'm going to give it out for free here in just a second. We've got MLB weather, Giants over, Orioles under, Phillies under, Cubs over, Dodgers under. It's what it greatly supports. With the Cubs game, Chris Sale is on the mound, but home runs are bumped up at almost 50% more clip in games with this type of weather. In the Orioles game, I said this before, and this is something that it kind of falls in. I like attacking pitchers that have been on the IL, and they come out, they have their first start, and in their second start, they struggle. If you go look at Kyle Bradish in his second start, he wasn't awful, but he went 4 innings, and he gave up 2 runs. And you're going, he didn't look like Kyle Bradish. And then he come back to this start. He kind of weathers the storm in the first inning and then completely settles in. With Tyler Wells, I've watched the only time that one of the pitchers has absolutely shoved it on me and said, screw you, was Logan Gilbert. Logan Gilbert was the one guy in his second start that looked good. But I've done this all year long, and we've won money doing this, sometimes with the over, sometimes with the opposing team. I'm not even messing with it. I like Paul Skeens tonight. I'm taking the Pirates. I think you can even take them on the run line on the road. I think Tyler Wells gets beat up a little bit by this wanting Pirates offense, but I think it happens. I like Detroit and New York to go under the 8.5. I think the Phillies-Mets has the best pitching weather of the day, and it looks like a decent matchup. Clay Holmes has been kind of a bit of a roller coaster, but he hasn't been horrible. He's been good in a lot of aspects of the game this year. But on the flip side of that game, we have Christopher Sanchez, and he's just been... amazing this year. Cubs and Braves over 8.5. I told you home runs go up about 50% a clip. Here, let me throw this at you because this is the prop play that I really like. First off, I like Jack Flaherty to go over his K's against the Yankees. The Yankees just swing and miss so much. It's ridiculous. I think Corbin Carroll has a good game today. But the one that really stood out to me was Jordan Alvarez. All right, so for this month, and I know it's a small sample size in September, he's hitting .516. He's hitting .516. Wow. He has a game that he went 0-4. In the other games, it's like 3-for-4, 3-for-4, 4-for-4, 2-for-4. You know, and he has a 1-for-4. It's a home run. His numbers right now look unbelievable this month. And then you check the history, and I'm not a big batter versus pitcher, BVP guy, but Jordan Alvarez only has 2 hits off of Barrios, and it's in a small sample size. Those 2 hits are home runs. All right, so let's take a look at Jose Barrios and what he's been doing. He's given up 18 runs in his last 23 innings pitched. This looks like a great overplay, first off, and I think Jordan Alvarez over 1.5 bases is just the best play on the board today. I would hammer that play because I think it's such a good spot looking at the way that you got this guy pitching terribly, this guy's actually hitting really well. Jordan Alvarez could do this against the best pitcher in baseball. He's one of the best hitters that we have, period. Lefty, righty, it doesn't matter. I'm going to take my chances with him going over 1.5 bases. Just to recap real quick, I do like the Phillies under a lot, the Yankees under, the Pirates, and the Cubs over to go along with Yordan.
Thank you very much, 410-583-1057.
Yeah, we got to give away some tickets here. Call it now, 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see Adam Sandler on September 13th at CFG Bank Arena, courtesy of Live Nation. Get yourself a pair. Caller number 5.
His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's go to Delaware. Susie.
Oh.
How are you?
Hey, you guys. I missed you.
Where you been?
We missed you.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. All right. I'm going to say one little thing here. All these games, whether it be baseball, football, soccer, baseball, whatever you're going to do, just watch your first 2 minutes and the last two. You're going to be fine. You'll figure it all out.
I don't want to watch the last 2 minutes of the Ravens game, Susie.
Yeah.
That was awful.
The other game's only 11 minutes long if you watch it the next day.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's true.
Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susie.
11 to 15 minutes. You can watch the whole game.
It's sad because now she got to call in and go loop, 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 loop. Can't do her tuck, 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 tuck thing anymore.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us to talk Browns at 9:15. Jacob Calvin Meyer to talk Orioles at 9:30. But on the other side, Cleveland radio host Andy Baskin complained that the Ravens are celebrating the franchise's 30th anniversary against the Browns.
Wah.
Does he have a point?
Wah.
Baltimore's big.
Wah.
Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.